If you'd like to go and take a ride with me, smoking L in the back of the Benzie, why must I feel this way? Must be the money. Hello. Welcome to another episode of the Eating Alone in My Car show with your host. So sad today. Must not be the money. Show's still not monetized. Thought about it again this week. Got an opportunity to monetize it with some kind of ad for some sort of shit. I don't even want to say the name. I don't even know what it is. Something that's like be like a non-brand thing and thus is a brand. And I'm just like, you know what? In our world of brands, I just can't. You know, I just can't. I shan't. At least not for today. Not for today. For today, the Shodcast remains a free enterprise. Although I feel digging myself into quite the hole by always bragging about how it's not monetized. Because one of these days I'm going to fucking cave and, but whatever. Who cares? We're all, you know, everyone's hypocritical. As long as you acknowledge your own hypocrisy, you know, I mean, I'm not going to say it's fine, but it's like better. You know, it's like, I look within. I'm looking within. Doing a lot of looking within. And I'm, you know, admitting that my non-monetization of this podcast has as much to do with laziness and not figuring out how to splice segments and just also general revulsion at the world, you know, at large. I can't. So, in any event, another thing, you know, people have suggested, somebody suggested, they were like, they suggested that I, like, in order to get more, like, clicks and hits, which, by the way, I kind of don't really care about, because it's like, everything in the world is about the achievement of clicks and hits, it seems. So I'm like, let this be one place where I'm unconcerned. I know I'm not saying I'm above clicks and hits. Nay. In general, you know, I like a click and a hit as much as the next person, you know. I'll have an article come out. I'll tweet that shit 5 times to make up for the fact that I was not loved unconditionally. You know, I'll tweet that multiple times. But with this Shodcast, with this show, I just want something to remain sort of DIY in this world. And thus, you know, it's like the zine of Shodcast. I don't even like zines. I always felt like the zine people were, like, very snotty growing up. Like, I wasn't enough for their world. But I do like a DIY ethos. I do like a DIY ethos, and I do like for things to still be messy and unrefined, or at least, you know, feigned messy and unrefined, because as we've discussed, even when my stuff is messy, it's sort of like, you know, there's messy and then there's, I like an ordered chaos. There's a book called The Big Book of Birthdays, and then there's another one called The Big Book of Relationships. It's sort of an astrological book. I've had them for many, many years. And I'm always like, ooh, like, people know I have it, so they're like, oh, will you look up me and this, like, dude I fucked once who isn't texting me back, like, up in the Big Book of Birthdays? And then, like, sometimes it's, like, not, or a Big Book of Relationships, and then, like, sometimes it's not good, and I'm just like, well, and, like, then I have to be like, well, like, you know, Saddam Hussein and, George W. Bush, like, have these 2 weeks, so maybe it's not so bad, but I digress. So, or, like, sometimes I'll be like, oh, let me look you up in the Big Book of Birthdays, and then as soon as I say that, I immediately regret it, because I'm just like, fuck. You know, and then I'm like, oh, it's not true, it's all bullshit, but actually, the Big Book of Birthdays, for me, the first time I ever looked it up was, like, in 8th grade. My birthday is August 29th. First time I ever looked it up in 8th grade was in 8th grade, and I was, like, pretty straight edge at the time. And I was like, what? Like, gonna become a drug addict? So I was like, no. And it was, like, you know, likely to, like, I don't know, like, have, like, intimacy stuff. I was like, no, not me. You know what I mean? While, like, everything fucking came true. And then for the book of relationships, the one of my husband and I is, like, spot fucking on. It's like, you will annoy people with your unconventional approach to love. And, like, also you have, like, a very basic communication style, and you just, it's very essential. Not basic, bitch. Just very essential. Like, you know, we're just, keep it very real. There's a lot of realness going on between me and my husband. A lot of realness. And, you know, and also when we had our whole open marriage thing, people, you know, I think some people were like, I don't understand. Especially, I mean, for me, like, if I would tell dudes, you know, or the occasional woman, like, you know, that it was open, and they would, like, you know, they believe me, or, like, I mean, dudes don't really care. You know, they're just like, yes, like, she's married, so, like, I don't even have to deal with her bullshit. On occasion, there'd be somebody who's like, I don't know, like, you're married, I don't know. But, you know, for the most part, they were just like, yes, I get to, like, fuck and, like, not have to, like, date. Like, this is fabulous. But for him, like, women were just like, what? Like, you're not open, like, you're not in an open, no. One time he tried to, like, oh my god, no, I probably shouldn't. Okay, well, he, like, hates this story. He, like, actually thought that he could, like, that we could have a threesome with this woman that he had hooked up with. And I was like, dude, like, it's not gonna happen. Like, she doesn't want to meet me. But, like, I don't know. She said she, like, wanted to meet me, and then we, like, went. I, like, went and met. And I was like, no, no, like, we really are in an open relationship. Like, it's okay. He can, you know. But, and then, like, we, like, tried to, but then, like, we, like, I was like, it is very clear. Like, she was, like, a Jap from Long Island. Actually, we had a lot in common. You know, but she, I was like, she's not having a threesome. Like, she was very square. The only thing she was doing that, like, wasn't square was, like, you know, hooking up with someone who was married and in an open relationship, which is still pretty square. So, I digress. All that said, what I meant to say is that, some people who are sort of my advisors have been saying that I should have, like, a guest on this show, like, start having guests, and I'm just like, I don't know, man. You know, I feel like that would fuck up the formula. Like, the podcasts I like to listen to, which are very few and far between, like, namely none, I like things that are just, like, a rant, you know? Like, I just like someone just a fucking rant. Like, I don't really want, I don't know. I mean, Pickle is enough of a guest, you know? He's by my side. You know he's there. You sense his vibes most of the time. You sense him judging me, his discerning attitude, being like, what the fuck are you doing? He kind of keeps me in line, you know? He keeps me from in my sloppiness, making this too sloppy. He's quietly judging. I mean, it's like, every, you know, so many podcasts are like an influencer, like somebody who's like, you know, a keto diet expert, having like somebody who's like the, like, I don't know, like CBD oil, like, guru, like, on, and then like generating clicks for each other. And it's like biohacking and like how to improve. Like, we're being told in so many areas, like, how to improve. And I'm just kind of like, what about, like, not deproving, not unimproving, but what about, like, I don't know. To me, the podcast, the shodcast, the show that I would want to listen to is somebody, like, talking about, like, what it's like to be a human being and, like, you know, and not, like, self-acceptance either, but just, like, I don't know, like, not necessarily striving towards, just not even striving towards becoming a whole person, just kind of being okay with one's non-okayness. That might be what this show is about. You know, if the show has a, a North Star, it might be about, being okay with one's not okayness. I honestly don't even know what the fuck this is that I'm eating right now. It is, it's called a root beer float peep. Root beer float peeps. I just had my parents in town for the weekend. And I just dropped them off at the airport. And then immediately went to the supermarket to just fucking get some shit. And then just sit in the parking lot by myself. And decompress, as they say, because it was just, like, so much. It's, I mean, it's, like, feel like, isn't it weird? I don't know. To me, it's so weird that there are some people who, like, see their parents and it's like, they're like, oh, yeah, like, I love my parents. Or, like, I have a great relationship. I mean, I do love my parents. I do love my parents. But it's, like, so, I mean, it's just, there's so much, like, going on. You know? There's so much going on. And I am just completely emotionally, I'm emotionally exhausted. Thought, actually had a moment when I was in the supermarket where I thought I might be about to die, which is not uncommon. You know, it's not uncommon, but it's like, I haven't meditated in like a day and a half. And I was just like, well, I guess it could happen here. And then I was carrying, I got more stuff than I thought I was going to get. I thought that I only needed a basket. Then I got two baskets. My sense of time and space is not, what you would call accurate. And so I got two baskets, and then I also didn't predict that there'd be a 4 for $12 sale on, 8-pack bottles of, Diet Cokes. So it was like, you know, what the fuck, dude? Like, I'm not gonna turn that down. But then, and then, so I thought I was gonna die. I had the bananas, I had the, like, 4 Halo Tops, I had the 4 8-packs of Coke Zeros in these things. I had the bananas, I had the yams, I had the Amy's spaghetti, and I'm like, gonna die with these things in my arms, okay? And then this very nice older man was like, do you want a cart? And I feel like that nice older man, like, is God. Like, God is that, you know, God is the person who says, do you want a cart? And I don't know why I so often reject that love. Because at that moment, I really needed a fucking cart. But I was just like, no, I got it. Thank you. I don't think I'm trying to be a martyr. I don't think. Am I? I don't know. But it was like, no, like, I was like, why fucking bother? You know, like, I'm already dead. You know, like, I'm already on death's door here. Like, it's fine. You know, like, it's fine. Also, I didn't park in the lot, like, you know, because I don't like parking in the lot, but, like, the street, the doors near where I parked on the street, like, are locked after 8 p.m., so it's like, you know, I was like, I already knew I was going to have to, like, schlep all this shit anyway, so it's like, what a cart. I'm going to end up leaving the cart in the park. You know, it doesn't matter. Cart smart. You know, we all, cart smart, we all die alone. But, so I was like, no. And then right as I was getting in line, I remembered that I was supposed to get some paper towels, which really, you know, when it comes to anything that's, like, about being tethered to the earth or anything practical, that's not really my department. My husband's, like, you know, the purchaser of toilet paper. You know, he does the laundry. It's like, I forget to, like, do the things to kind of, not stay alive per se, but just, you know, like, stay tethered to the earth. It's not, staying tethered to the earth, like, isn't my, you know, it's not my first choice, nor is it, my forte. But I remembered he had asked me to get paper towels, so I was like, alright, so I went, so I just put the two baskets, the overflowing baskets down, like, next to an aisle, or next to a cash register lane thing. Went and got the, this is a remarkable story, isn't it? I mean, I just gotta take a moment to say, wow, like, you know, I really understand why people tune into this, every week. Anyway, I digress. So, I got my paper towels, I schlepped back, I went back to where the carts were parked, near the thingy, near the cash registers, and I was like, okay, here, you know, like, and the line was really long, and then I noticed someone had taken my two baskets and put them in a cart, and they were just, like, gently there, and I was like, yeah, I did want a cart. I did, because the line was real long, you know? And I was like, I'm going to get to read Us Weekly now in this line. I'm not going to have to, like, hold these things. And I was like, you know, it's like, God doesn't always give us what we want, but God gives us what we need, you know? And I say God very loosely, because it's like, you know, I mean, is it, do I believe in like a dude upstairs? Like, I don't think so. But I do believe there is sort of, sometimes, you know, God for me, the way I define, this was not where I was expecting this one to go. But, you know, for me, my relationship with a higher power, it's like any long-term relationship. It changes, it shifts, you know. Sometimes it's a quiet voice within. Sometimes it's a very, like, it's not really like a vertical God, you know, it's not coming from the heavens, it's more of a horizontal God, like it works through a simple act of kindness through from another person, you know. Sometimes God is me being of service to another person, you know. It's kind of like love is a verb, you know. We don't always necessarily feel it, but love can be just like an action we take. So sometimes for me, God is just like taking the action I really like, I'm just not in the mood to take, but I'm like, I'm gonna take it. You know, it's, God is an ambulance. I don't know. It's all kinds of shit. So I felt good, you know, when I was there and I was reading my Us Weekly, really enjoying it, really getting into it, about to find out why, Justin and Haley's friends are worried about them. I feel like Us Weekly and People used to always be completely true, and then, like, you know, you knew OK and Star weren't true, but, oh, there's someone, like, walking in the middle of the road right now. Okay, all right, they're walking right into traffic. Yeah, God is, you know, slowing up, but, me slowing up, everybody else slowing up, concerned for that person. But So, not that the person doesn't have a God if somebody accidentally didn't slow up. You know, I don't know. I just know that in that moment of reading Us Weekly and, you know, which isn't, it used to be, I used to feel like it was Us Weekly and People were the truth, and then, like, you know, Star and OK were, like, you know, and the, of course, the Enquirer were, like, the falsies. I feel like Us has gotten a little more tenuous. You know, it's just not what it, it's not, you just, it's not, you know, it was Brad and Jen also, like, what was Brad doing at Jen's birthday party? I believe that. I believe Brad went to Jen's birthday party. You know, that was fine. Do I believe that Angelina was annoyed about it? I don't know. But so just, so I'm leaning there on the cart, and then the older man walks by again, and he says, oh, so you did get a cart. And I, like, kind of laughed, and then he's like, yeah, I brought you that cart. And I both felt at once grateful, and also like, boo, the best mitzvahs are those that are anonymous, you know. I'm like, why did he need to like take credit for the card? And it's fine, you know, it is what it is, but I was just kind of like, why, you know, did he? And also then, you know, and then I, you know, and I had thanked him, and, you know, and then I didn't read about Haley and Just, and it was fine, you know. I got to read about Brad and Jen, but I didn't get to read about Haley and Justin, and it was okay. But you know, I was like, and it was just a reminder of why the anonymous mitzvah, you know, I think that's why in the Jewish religion, the highest form of mitzvah or good deed is an anonymous mitzvah, because God knew that, like, you know, people reading Us Weekly don't necessarily want to be disturbed. And he was like, listen, the ultimate mitzvah is just, you don't cut someone off in the middle of Us Weekly. But anyway, so while I was at the supermarket, I saw, as I was rounding the dairy aisle, a little Easter display. I mean, I guess it was an Easter display. There were Cadbury, you know, there was all kinds of Eastery shit. But a root beer float peep? Like, what the fuck even is this? Like, are root beer floats even Easter? I mean, shit's getting very wild here. Like, peep is really just, you know, somebody was in that conference room. And so I mean, is this good? Not really. I think, you know, I much prefer like a stale pink peep, but, desperate times call for desperate measures. And I am just, I've been through the ringer this weekend. I am exhausted. The one thing I will say though, I think I've said it before, the one thing I do like about Donald Trump is that it gives me something to talk about with my mother so we don't have to talk about me. Like, I love talking about, I love when my mother comes to me with something. My mother's sort of my opposite. Like, she doesn't understand why anyone would, like, reveal things about themselves that are at all maybe, like, distasteful or unpalatable. Whereas I'm just like, I will reveal it before you can see it, you know? And probably some of that I think is like a rebellious reaction to having grown up with sort of that, like, you know, best foot forward, put on like a face, you know, that sort of shit. But sometimes I think it's also just, it's just what I do. You know, it's in my mother's defense mechanism is to not reveal anything. And my defense mechanism is, you know, reveal anything. We've discussed this before. But she doesn't feel like she can really go to like any of her friends with stuff. But so now she actually comes to me with stuff and I love it. I'm like, oh, we don't have to fucking talk about me. Like, this is great. Like, I will talk about you till the cows fucking come home. You know, as long as we don't have to talk about me, like, shit's good. Like, I'm good with this, you know? But the one other thing we can talk about is Trump, which I don't even talk that much about Trump in daily life because I feel like it's just like everyone's talking about Trump. Nobody needs me to be talking about Trump. You know what I'm saying? Like, Trump's being talked about enough. With my mother, it's like she's got CNN, she's got her boys Anderson Cooper, she's got her man Don Lemon, she's got, I don't know who else, Tad Thapper or whatever his name is, Jake Tapper. I mean, she's got her boys. And so I put that shit on and it's like a pacifier. I mean, it's unbelievable. And, you know, all I have to do is just bring up Trump and it's like, she's like, oh, the idiot, you know? And then, and you know, my mother's more centrist than I am. She's, you know, she loves, in her Philly accent, she loves Nancy Pelosi. Loves Nancy Pelosi. You know, I mean, I think Nancy Pelosi's fine. I didn't think, like, the whole clap thing. All this memeing shit. When I was just in line at the supermarket, I thought it was my turn to go, and I put us back in the thing. And then I realized that the guy in front of me, like, had coupon. I don't know. He had, like, some sort of situation with, like, some canned cranberries, or couldn't find a coupon. So I had a little more time. And I went on Twitter, and I noticed something, like, Mara Fatso was trending, or Mara Lardass. And I'm like, is this what we're doing now? Like, I thought we're not supposed to be fat shaming. Like, I thought it's like, I thought that that's fat shaming. Like, wait, like, aren't the same people who are like anti-fat shaming like now are like doing Mara Lardass? Because I guess there was a picture of Trump and his butt looks big. I'm like, come on, man, don't we have enough like shit on this guy? Like, why don't, like, what is all this shit? And, like, the fucking, I don't know, the Nancy Pelosi thing and, like, the thing. It's just all, it just feels like, really, to me, it's just, like, I don't know, like, bad sports or something. I'm like, does anyone really even, like, do you care? Or is it just, like, about sort of, like, a fun, is it something to do, you know? Like, is it just something to do and it's just about, like, you know, your team? I really don't know. I mean, I think there are probably people who, like, genuinely care. I think there are people who are scared. I think, you know, probably people are stressed out and, you know, they're looking to clear the air, but I'm just like, what? Like, what, Mara Lard? Like, what? Like, come on. And I'm not saying I'm better than Mara Lardass. I'm not. You know, I clicked. I was like, oh, what's this? You know, but it's like, and I'm not better than, like, not fat shaming either. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just, you know, all right. Like, I think it's positive that people are, you know, against fat shaming, but I'm like, I feel like it's like the same people. Like, I'm just like, what? Like, I just don't understand. You know, I just don't understand anything, I think, is really the bottom line on any side. You know, and then I drive by my neighbors and they're like the only Republicans in Los Angeles and they're watching Fox News, and well, like, I can see in the window there's like Tucker Carlson, and I'm like, I definitely don't understand that either. You know, I'm like, I don't understand any of it. But at least, you know, thank God for Trump and CNN, because now at least my mom, you know, we can just talk about the idiot, you know. I can just be like, ah, did you see? Oh, it's horrible. You know, we can see what that idiot did. So, you know, it's like every dark cloud, I guess, has a silver lining. I mean, maybe not for everyone. I don't know. Is that like, maybe that's privilege, that like, I'm, you know, while not overcoming my mommy issues, I'm sort of capitalizing on the misfortune that Trump is causing others by using him to you know, not have my mother ask me about why am I not having babies, and am I still on antidepressants, and you know, she's not getting any younger, and time is marching on, and sometimes she feels very blue, and you know, there are things that I could do to alleviate that. I guess, like, you know, putting some sperm in me, and, you know, continuing overpopulating the planet, and probably creating another depressed child who will then move, you know, 5,000 miles away from me, and then we can repeat the cycle. So I leave you with two things. One is I feel inspired right now to do a little, to say a poem, not one of mine, but to do a poem, and the poem is This Be the Verse. Poem is This Be the Verse, and so I just wanted to recite that, because it really, I don't know, it just always, I feel as though, you know, because of, I just saw my parents, that it feels very appropriate. It's a poem by Philip Larkin. I think I have it memorized. Let me try it. And then the next thing I'm going to do, well, let's have the poem first, shall we? Here we are. This Be the Verse. They fuck you up, your mom and dad. They may not mean to. Oh, I'm sorry. You know what? Let me start again. Because I believe that in the poem, I think Philip Larkin was Brit. So I think it's that your mom and dad. I'm pretty sure Philip Larkin was a Brit. So I think it might be your mom and dad. Let me try that again. This Be the Verse. They fuck you up, your mom and dad. They may not mean to, but they do. They fill you with the faults they had and add some extra just for you. But they were fucked up in their turn by fools in old-style hats and coats, who half the time were soppy stern, and half were at each other's throats. Man hands on misery to man. It deepens like a coastal shelf. Get out as early as you can, and don't have any kids yourself. That poem just always brings me so much joy. I hope I said it correctly. So that's one thing I wanted to do. The other thing is, in response to my friend who said that I should have interviews on this, or whatever, guests on this fucking shodcast, you know, I decided that I would, my parents don't know really that I have a podcast, nor do they, I don't think they know what a podcast is, nor would they listen if I told them what it was. I don't know that they'd know how to access iTunes, considering my mom has, I think, like an iPhone 3 that doesn't even, like, take a screenshot. Showed me today that her iPad had stopped making the whooshing sound. She couldn't figure out why. She was very upset that it wasn't making the whooshing sound when it sent emails, so I figured out how to unmute the iPad for her. I guess that's the only audio she's using on it, is the whooshing sound. So you know, I mean, they don't know. I've made them do shit before. Like, I'll film my mother randomly, and I like to do sort of a Bam Margera, a very light Bam Margera style of torturing them, and like, but in a literary way, you know. I'll ask my dad to quote some Shakespeare. My dad's wonderful. I mean, he's great, and you know, and like I said, I love them both. But anyway, so I did a little interview. I looked up some top Western philosophical questions. Some probably have Eastern influence, you know. Perhaps some were Eastern and appropriated by Western. I don't really know. You know, I found them through Google on, probably none of them are really super intellectual. But I looked up some top questions about life, things that perhaps I maybe should know, my parents' views, you know, things to know. Like, what's that Michael Keaton movie, My Life, where he, like, records himself for his daughter? So I did, while we were sitting in the house today, on the, like, ninth hour of CNN, I asked them some questions, some philosophical questions, and I've provided for you an interview, two guests, on this Shotcast. We were not eating in the car, but I did have a spread of I had taken an orange and sort of broken it up into like sections, and a pear and some cheeses, because my dad loves cheese and I'm always trying to get him to eat because he is diabetic and will go on hunger strikes for like 10 hours, you know, in an attempt to, I think, thwart life. And some pretzels. That was what was on the plate. So here it is, just a brief interview with my parents, Mr. and Mrs. Should I give their names? I won't give their names. Mr. and Mrs. I'll give fake names. Mr. and Mrs. Nancy and Alan Broder. How do you define art?
Creativity. I'm wide open.
You're wide open?
Mm-hmm. To different, you know.
To different creative stuff. Mm-hmm. Who's your favorite artist?
I don't know. It varies. I mean, I like post-impressionists, like Matisse.
What's the most adventurous thing you've ever done in your life?
Probably opening up the store.
Opening up the store?
Mm-hmm.
That was the most.
Well, it wasn't. It wasn't. I mean, it didn't hit me until I was doing it. And I just had one night where I was a little nervous and said, yikes, what am I doing?
Right. Do you think we have free will?
Yes, I think we definitely
have. You think we definitely have free will?
Yeah.
Do you think there's life after death?
I sort of like to hope there is.
Yeah. I guess we all hope there is.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know. I just want like a very peaceful death. Do you think humanity is headed in the right or wrong direction?
I think it's headed in the right direction with I have some reservations.
You do?
Yeah.
Like Trump?
Well, I mean, he's just the front man for, you know, people who are supporting him. That's the point.
What do you think is the best way for a person to attain happiness?
I think you have to find what pleases you, what makes you happy. You have to be happy in what you work at, because it's, you know, it's a lot every day doing that. Sometimes it's hard. Sometimes it's hard to find that perspective.
What makes you happy?
Yeah.
How come?
Because I think what makes someone happy varies with age, you know, different parts of their life. And I think that sometimes you have to make compromises. You know, sometimes in the moment something seems so terribly important.
Do you think absolute power is always a corrupting force?
I wouldn't say corrupting. Anything absolute, I think, isn't good. You know, no.
How important do you think...
Wait, where are you getting these questions from?
Just different questions.
Mm-hmm. That's enough, Melissa, already. I didn't want to answer anything. You're getting on my nerves.
Why am I getting on your nerves?
Because it's...
Do you ever eat in the car?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
What are your favorite things to eat in the car?
Well, it would be something that would be easy, like a pretzel or something.
A pretzel?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What else?
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Dad.
Hi, Bush. You've been interviewed?
Yeah, I'm interviewing you for my podcast.
Against your will?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, I think you've got a lot warmer in here.
Mm-hmm. Do you think it's possible for a human to fathom the true depths of reality and existence?
Definitely.
You do?
No.
You don't think it is?
I don't know. I wasn't really listening to the question.
Okay, another question.
Dick! Hey, boy.
Dab, what do you think is the best path to find truth? Science, math, art, philosophy, or something else?
I think math.
Math?
Yeah.
You think that's the one?
Yeah. What was it? Science a choice?
Yes, yeah, science.
Yeah, I like science.
Sciences?
Yeah. Oh, God. Oh, getting old. No signal. Hey, Peck. Come on up, because we're going to say goodbye soon. Come on. You going to come visit? Come on.
Bob, do you know how to clear out the messages on our machine at home?
Yes.
Because Judy Glass to send an email, she tried to call it home.
No, I think I turned off the recording device. And so therefore it says it's
fine. Would you?
Yes, I could turn it back on. I didn't want to get messages while we were away. Or maybe Sonia turned it off. It's probably what the problem is.
Okay, here's another question.
Yeah.
What is the benefit of consciousness from an... No, that's a dumb one. That's annoying. Okay, why do you think humans have such a strong urge to distract ourselves from the real world?
Because the real world is frightening.
Right.
Right?
Yes.
There's no right or wrong answer.
No, but I think that's... to me, that I identify with that.
Okay.
Pickle, come.
Come on, Vic.
Come here.
Come visit.
No, he's just focused on the cheese.
Hey, what, you got a little itch?
Another question. Why are humans so confident in beliefs that can't be proven?
Because they're arrogant.
Because we're idiots?
Arrogant. Hey, look who came to visit. Well, you're going to miss me, huh?
Do you love Pickle?
He's cute.
He's very cute.
He's very good.
I think he likes you.
Yeah. I like your bomber jacket, Pick. It's really good.
One more question.
All right.
Know thyself is an ancient concept going back much further than Socrates and is at the root of much philosophy. With that in mind, what are the most important things to learn about oneself, or is all self-knowledge equal?
I have no